Two groups of paleontologists working thousands of kilometers apart in Antarctica have unearthed the fossilized remains of previously unknown species of dinosaur. Both groups of dinosaur hunters working simultaneously on the frozen continent made their discoveries last December within a week of each other. They announced their findings in Washington on Thursday. One group of dinosaur hunters says the 70-million-year-old remains of the fierce meat-eating creature they unearthed in a shallow lake bed off the coast of the Antarctic Peninsula is older than other prehistoric predators that roamed the globe during the Age of Dinosaurs. At 2 meters high, jaw and leg fragments of the two-legged dinosaur suggest it was considerably smaller than its relative, Tyrannosaurus rex. Scientists say the creature roamed the Earth at a time when Antarctica was balmy, like the climate of the U.S. Pacific Northwest. Expedition leader Judd Case of St. Mary's College in California says the continent is a gold mine for dinosaur hunters despite the harsh weather conditions.
You don't get that many opportunities to go there, yet consistently Antarctica keeps producing new surprises as far as life on Earth.
Because of its remoteness, scientists say almost anything that's found in the icy wilderness of Antarctica is new science. On a mountaintop 400 to 600 kilometers from South Pole, the other team of paleontologists found a 1-meter-long pelvis bone. They say the 190-million-year-old fossil belonged to one of the earliest members of the four-legged plant-eating sauropod family, which eventually produced dinosaurs 30 meters long. Expedition head William Hammer of Augustana College in Illinois says the dinosaur hunters couldn't believe what they'd found.
You don't immediately want to believe it, just in case, you know, there's a slight pause and that, you know, is that really there? And then when you realize it is, then of course it's close to pandemonium, I suppose, among the group.
The expeditions to the South Pole were funded by the National Science Foundation, an independent U.S. government agency. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.